So welcome back to the fourth Lubavitcher Rebbe Kabura. So we've been discussing this idea of Dira B'Tachtonim, of Hashem dwelling in the lowest levels, and that being the top good of this generation. And last time we saw how Nesinas HaTorah for the Lubavitcher Rebbe fit perfectly into the structure. It was the Torah was the way that the Elyonim and the Tachtonim were able to merge. Today we're going to go further along that theme and discuss the relationship between Talmud U'Ma'asa, learning Torah and doing mitzvos, through one maimar of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. This is a very, very broad topic. This particular maimar doesn't cover the entire thing. There are things he says elsewhere which elaborate on it more. We will stick to this particular maimar for today. So even before we get to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the sugya really starts with Kedushin Daf Mem, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe is going to quote, where the Gemara itself explicitly raises this question. The Gemara says, the first source, Fire Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenim, Mesubim Elios, Beis Nitzah Balud. Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenim are sitting there in an attic. Nishala Shila Zubifnayim, Talmud Gadol, Maisa Gadol. Which one is greater, learning or action? Nener Rabbi Tarfon, Be'amar Maisa Gadol. Rabbi Tarfon said Maisa. Nener Rabbi Kiva, Be'amar Talmud Gadol. Rabbi Kiva said Talmud. Nenu Kulam Yamru, Talmud Gadol, Shat Talmud Mezi Lede Ma'asa. Everybody else said Talmud is greater because learning leads one towards action. So everybody points out there's some type of paradox in the Gemara's final resolution. Because on one hand, it says explicitly, learning is better, Talmud Gadol, but usually the end result, the end game, is the highest level. And over here it says learning is greater because it leads to action, which will give the impression that action is greater. So we're going to see how the Lubavitcher Rebbe deals with that line in the Gemara in a second. Even before we get to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's just important to note that what he's going to say in this Maimar, in Tavshin Mem Vav, is not necessarily extremely innovative in the world of Chabad. You have a couple of letters from the Baal Tanya, from the Alter Rebbe, about the relationship between Talmud and Ma'asa. One line in particular struck me as relating directly to this Gemara, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe is working the themes of this letter and other letters there when he develops this Maimar. So here's what the Alter Rebbe says in one of the letters. He says, Alkein, Ahuvayim Achayai, pay attention to what I'm going to say. When we meet in person, we'll be able to speak at greater length about this. What is the essence, the fundamental part of Avodas Hashem in this time period, 1800s and on? Ikfasa to Meshika, it's staka. Kamashakasa frazal, Ein Yisro Negalin Ela B'Tzdaka. Something the Rebbe quoted often. V'lo amru razal, Talmud Torah shakul, k'neged gemilas kasadim, ela b'yimehem. There's Talmud Torah hayu ikar ha'avoda etzlam. V'al kein hayu chachadim gedolim, tanayim b'amarayim. Mashe'in kein v'ikfos mashikah. What the Alter Rebbe already is saying, Alter Rebbe was, as we just pointed out, was one of the biggest lamdanim ever, pointed out, was that when you statements in Chazal, the Talmud Torah is the ikar avoda, that was for Zaman Chazal. That's why you had Tanayim, Amorayim, Chachamim. Zaman Hazah, he says, in the 1800s, Ikvasa to Mashika, the hierarchy gets switched. Ma'isa, he ends up saying, Ma'asa is Yosir Gadol, and therefore Tzedakah is the, for whatever reason, he explains over there, is the best manifestation of the Ma'asa, and therefore, Enis Yon Nigalin Elab Tzedakah. So with that in mind, the Gemara and this letter from the Alter Rebbe, and these lines as being representative of a couple of other lines in these letters, let's go to the Sefer Mamarim. So this is from Achron Shal Pesach, Tavshin Mem Vav. He starts off as follows. V'avdi David Melech Aleihem, V'ruach Ad Yeh L'Kulam. Right? It's a pasuk from Yechezkel, that originally there was Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yosef, two different Malchios. Eventually, B'zman HaMashiach, Avdi David Melech Aleihem. The pasuk is Kai al Melech HaMashiach HaNikra B'Shem David. David Melech HaMashiach. This pasuk is referring to Mashiach. B'tochan Inyan Hihu. So what does this pasuk mean? To the Asid level, Yeh Mashiach David Ro'ach HaLekula Shalech HaTzu Ol Shtei Malachos. It's going to be one Melech. There's going to be David, who is the king over both of these kingdoms. There's going to be one united kingdom. Sark Lavin. The fact that you need a special avtaka that is going to be one melech. Move on. There is some type of havamina there is some valid thought that there's going to be two separate kingdoms, Lasadavo. Maya Svarish, Lasadavo, you base Malakos. So what's the Havamina? Why do you have thought that there are going to be two Malakos, Lasadavo? And in Hasidus, what do these two Malakos represent? Why would you think that both of them are going to exist, Lasadavo? Gam Sark Lavin. Ma'u Vadaos had easily possessed David, Meshavid Yehuda, Yemelachalayim, Furaka the Kulam. L'chor Matinu Ma'ilab Yosef the Gabi Yehuda. Also, we have two Mamakos, Yosef and Yehuda, and Yehuda is going to be the one that wins out in the end of the day. David is from Shevet Yehuda. But we know Yosef has certain advantages over Yehuda. Then you have Yosef Yehuda Atzmam, how are Yosef Hayyam Melech HaKolakov, Kolo Yehuda, Kemforesh Bakalamas Yosef. And Yosef's dreams, all of the brothers, including Yehuda, bow down to him. So it sounds like Yosef has a certain advantage over Yehuda. Megam Hare Yeshmaila Bamalkos Yosef, Shaisa Al Sarah Shvatim, also, Yosef had the bigger kingdom. Also, we have to understand what these things represent for Avodas Adam. Also, a theme that it's important for us to understand what these Pesukim Vavodas Adam mean, because it's our actions now that are going to bring that ultimate reality. So we have to know what that reality is, such that we can make our actions parallel to that and act in a way that's going to lead toward that ge'ula. So what does it mean that there are two mamalos, and ultimately David is going to be the king over everybody? The difference between Yosef and Yehuda stems from the names themselves. To Yehuda, whom Yilashan Hoda'a. Yehuda is milashan hoda'a, to admit, to submit, to agree. For Yosef, milashan hosafa, came forish bekra. And Yosef is Yosef, to increase, to add. So here's where we go, one step deeper. The kokos ha-nefesh, hu achiluk bin korak ha-asiya, sheba adam, l'korak ha-stich al-shebo. Hoda'a and hosafa are parallel to action versus cognitive thought. In what way? So what koach of a person is connected with hoda'a? That's action. And he's going to explain for two reasons. Number one, in order to act, you have to have some type of Hoda here milashon submission and force. Shari inyan ha'oda b'fashtos hu shemudeh l'davar misuyam af she'inu muvan b'siklo o yeser akin shu hefeklo. When you're mudeh to something, when you admit that somebody else is right, when you submit to somebody else's opinion, that means you may not necessarily understand what the person is telling you, but you are going to do it anyway. When the doctor tells you, you have to take this certain medicine, and you, for whatever reason, think another medicine is what you have to take, you're going to submit to the das and the seichel of the doctor. The inyan zehu b'koach ha'asiya b'foal. Ki ka'asher ha'adam ose ma'ase, how are you morid ritzono v'siklo, ad sheba l'ma'asa zeh. So, hoda means to submit your das to somebody else's das, and also when you act, you're taking the highest faculties of the person, the ratzo, and chachma bin adas, the ratzon of a person and his cognitive faculties, and you're channeling them to the lowest faculties of the person, to the koach ha-ma'aseh. V'rid hazu, b'chol adam, v'prat b'nei Yisrael kanal, he reads the vira amikta. It's going down to the deepest depths. L'chein sarach lios etzel hoda o'kfiya. You have to be kofed your ratzon, kofed your cognitive capabilities to the realm of asiya to act in a certain way. V'aldarach, you read us an hasham alamata me'igra rama l'vira amikta. She read the Zohi Buderak Fia, Kamaimar Al Kakat Akai. He's quoting Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says, the Pasang Eicha says, Hashlik Mishamayim Eretz to Pharisee Yisrael. So the Amor, I forgot who commented, one of the Amoraim commented, this is the Yisrael will throw down Me'igra Rama from the highest roofs, the Vira Amikta, to the lowest pits. So when the Neshama goes down from Shemayim to Eretz, to the Guf, to the physical body, that is capability of physical actions, that is a yurida from the highest of heights to the lowest of low. So we see this koach ha'asiya is connected with hoda'a in the sense of submission and being forced to do something even though it might be against your will. Amnam in Hosafo Hefakasa. That's Yehuda. What's Yosef? To increase. It's the opposite of this. Kosafa Mora Shinin Lomak Miskado Vesichlo. Ela Ozo Shemosify Deza Bakakma Vesichel. Ufrat Kishiyashno Safa Acha Hosafa. Zil Inyan Chakma Vesichel Amitium. Hosafa means you think about something, you understand it. Not only did you understand it, you understand it well enough that you could add on to it. You could predict the next level of the argument, the logical conclusions that come from it. And what faculty of a human being has this element of hosafa to understand something and then to increase it, meaning to be able to go through what the logical ramifications of it are and understand those as well? That's the bina, one part of the cognitive faculties, which is called rechovos anahar. Right? There's the psukim at the end of Parshas V'yishlach have the eight malachim of Edom that ruled before Malach Malach Yisrael. One of them is Sha'ul Merchobos HaNahar. The Zohar says Sha'ul Merchobos HaNahar Zohu Bina, meaning it's a river that's wide, that expands. Shuba Ofen Demosi B'Holek HaMosef. It's constantly increasing. Mo'ud Od Yinyani Seichel V'Hasbara. You can explain it, you can add on more. Zohu Mitas Kavanas HaPilpul V'Shaka V'Taya V'Kulei. That is Pilpul V'Shaka V'Taya that we have in when we learn. Umuvan Shizeh Hefak Me'inin D'Kfiya V'Oda. Akarka. This is the exact opposite faculty of being forced to do something even though you don't understand it. Because for human beings, when you think about something, you understand it, you're able to increase it. Which doing something against your will, taking that ratzon and not increasing, taking that ratzon or and increasing an idea with it, is the opposite of taking your Chokhmah Bina Das and lowering them to the Kol HaMaaseh and doing an action even if you don't understand it. So that's Yosef and Yehuda. Now Gimel. So what do those two things represent in Avodas Hashem? Hinei Beis Inyanim Ila B'chlalos Avodas HaAdam Hinei Beis Inyanim Beis Ofnei Avoda Delima Torah V'Kiyam HaMitzvos. These two things, Hosafa Hoda'a, Bina versus Kol HaAsiyah, represent Limud Torah and Kiyam HaMitzvos. What is the essence of Talmud Torah? It's uniting with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. In what way? Right, it's paraphrasing what Batanya says. Because you understand Chokhmas Elokos, you're going to get pleasure out of it, you're going to get spiritual pleasure out of it. And we know from Sugyos that part of the essence of Talmud Torah is the Hanashabo. This is the Hakdama of the Avinazar. This is Rabbi Avraham and Ahar, and Adam Daf Nam Ches. So you don't say Mitzvah Slavinos in by Talmud Torah, because the Hana is part of the Mitzvah. Bekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesam Kelev. That's in terms of Talmud Torah. Amnam Inyan Kiyam Mitzvah Subakoa Kasiya Dafka. Doing mitzvahs is the opposite faculty. It's doing actions. Shekiyam mitzvahs with dvaram gashmiyim, dvaram shem yichutz l'adam atzmo. It's not this uniting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu with your mind, becoming one with Hashem. What are you doing? You're taking something which is external to you and doing a mitzvah with it. I mean, the lulav, an esrog, tefillin. V'shvil zeh, tzarmak lios asiya milashan kfiya v'hoda, sheyerid memedriguso. You have to go down from these high levels which you achieve when you learn Torah and do something in the physical world with a physical body. You have to go down to the lowest levels of the faculties of the human being. Because how do you know that the Koach HaAsiyah is the lowest faculty of human being? Because it exists in the animal world as well. So basically what you have Talmud Torah, which you have a yichud of your mind, so to speak, with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's mind, and you have Koach HaAsiyah of mitzvos, where you're using the faculty of a human being that has its parallel in the animal kingdom as well. Mezeo, gam hashem mitzvahs lima Torah, hine al pi Torah tzarek lios chiyos v'tano, gishmak lima Torah. When you learn, you have to learn with a gishmak. The key of mitzvos ikaro hu aide kabbalas all dafka. Doing mitzvos is through kabbalas all, accepting the yoke of Hashem. For only karo shayik bivahima. That's why Kabbalah's all. When you say Kabbalah's all mitzvos, Kabbalah's all, you should take the metaphor literally, is from the animal kingdom. So you see where he's going with this. You have Yosef and Yehuda, two different mamachos. Yosef and Yehuda represent two different parts of human being, two different kokos in human being. These two different kokos in human being represent Liman HaTorah and Kiyam Mitzvos. We're going to see and explain later on what this idea of Kabbalah's all and Kfiyah and Hodzah is. In the end, he elaborates a little bit more, and I think I'm going to have a separate sikha about that, because it's also a very subtle topic in the Lubavitch Rebbe's thought. Ostalid. Fine, the vase ofnei avodah, eile, the Torah mitzvot, Talmud ha-maisa, yishak v'tari b'gemara, mi mihem gadol, which is greater? Chamuva b'maymar sham, referring to his father-in-law's maymar, yifligo v'zeh, chadamar Talmud gadol, chadamar maisa gadol, so now chukwes every tarfon in Rabbi Kiva. Milashan ha-gemara muvan, shekshahishvu ha-maylos the Talmud ha-maisa, kishal atzman, lo yichriyo eza mihem gadol, yana machlokas tanoim, which one is greater? The Milas a Talmud who inyan Tanuk Shibo. Kanal. Yish Mila b'maisa she'in matalmud inyan ha'is kafya. So what's the Mila, the advantage of learning over actions? You get a geshmak. There's a Tanuk, a spiritual Tanuk, which you receive when you learn. What's the Mila of doing mitzvos, of ma'asa? Inyan ha'is kafya, forcing yourself to do something even though you don't want to do it. Shazel chidosh she'osa davar she'hefak tipov onik shelo. Doing something which is not causing you spiritual pleasure and not something which is natural for you. That's one level of Kabbalah's all. Fahinu, shigam lulah inyan the Kabbalah's all, ma koshalayin shalamala, habayish chidosh be'etzem inyan ma sha'adam yachol la'asos gam davar shu'hafak tivo v'onik shalo. What's the maila of maisa over Torah? You're doing something even though you don't want to do it. So what's the maskana sagamara? There are two milos. There's Talmud, which is Tanug, and ma'asa mitzvos, which is kfiya, and hefak ateva. V'lasof ninu v'gamru, Talmud gadol, she Talmud maybe lide ma'asa. So what does that mean? Hari ein zem yishum shebe Talmud tanug mitzan atzmo hu lamala mi ma'asa kfiya. We're not saying that Talmud is greater because tanug is fundamentally greater in the hierarchy of avodas Hashem than doing things be kfiya. El mishum sheyesh be Talmud gam ma'ala samasa. Talmud maybe lide ma'asa means included in Talmud is the other aspect as well.
Shitasa,
and
Shemana Rav says you're not
playing
Talmud Torah unless you actually say the words anyway.
Unless you say the words, right. And Tanya makes a big deal out of that it's not, you're not, yeah. It, Talmud Torah is not a mitzvah shebehira, it's a mitzvah shebe akimas fasayim have a maisa. Right, so you're doing, I hear that also, you're doing a maisa mitzvah with Talmud Torah as well. Shukadei leida esa ma'asa asher ya'asa. It's not just because we have to get to Maisa. Even in learning itself, you have this element of kfiyah. Why? After you're mafalpel and you raise all the hakiros and you do all the lumdos and you get a geshmak out of it, the akakap magia la darka na alis yoser. You reach a higher level. Shalomin mitzad kfiya v'hoda shemivatzio kol mitziuso v'lomin machmas kabbalas all. You reach a higher level. You're not learning because of the geshmak. You're learning because of kabbalas all. Here he adds on a phrase, mivatzio kol mitziuso. You're becoming one with Hashem. So now it's not. So you see already that kabbalas all is not just I'm me. God is telling me what to do. I'm doing it things even though I don't want to do them. Kabbalah's all is a much more subtle idea on its highest level. It's you're doing things because you're one with Hashem, so of course you're going to do them. You're not doing it because you get a spiritual geshmak. That's already a side reason. You're doing it just because that's Ratzon Hashem, because you are united with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just finish, and then maybe I'll take the question. Great. So that's Talmud Gadol Shemi V'Lidei Ma'isa. Amnam, because in Talmud you have both elements. Amnam Kol Zehu Rak Bizman Hazeh. That's what the Baal Tanya said. For inyon hu dinil asid lavo ksev es ruach atama avir man aretz. For chayin tia as havo the rak ba liyos michayel achayel. But tov atzma v'gdusha gufa. Lasid lavo vodas Hashem is only going to be highest levels. Ushlimus ha'iloi hu sha'avuda tia l'mala gan mimachinas tanug. What is the highest level of vodas Hashem? Higher than even spiritual pleasure. Ki im avodas Hashem mitokabos al l'mali ritzono shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Doing things with that's ritzon Hashem, and he's going to say because you are united with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. For od ki bezman hazeh adayin nimsan b'mitzrayim gvulam dekedusha. We're still in the world of boundaries of boundaries and borders. Yeshem gedarim shemaylos fechule, and there is an advantage of tainug, and there's an advantage of kviya. And therefore you have to balance different things. Avul asilavo shetia yitzia mikol mitzarim gvulim, yini oz ein shayin kolomer mailos. Elo rak amita sa'avoda. You're not going to say that from one perspective this is better, from another perspective that's better. Rather, we're only going to have the truest, most deepest love of Avodas Hashem. Shovdim as Hashem mekabalos ol belishim pnios gam lo pnios tukedusha. You're going to serve Hashem just mitzvah kabbalos ol, because that's what Hashem wants us to do. Not even for the purpose of spirituality or kedusha. Think back to the idea of shtus to kedusha of in my Marbas Legani. Doing things even though they seem less spiritual, just because that's what Hashem wants us to do. V'yishlomar Rabbi Abba Zebenigla. He explains this parallel to Rambam. V'mashik of Rabba. Sheshlimas avodas adam hi avoda me'ava. V'yimailas Avram Avino. Shikar Kadosh Baruch Hu Avo. But Avram Avino served Hashem out of Ava. What does that mean? Hayinu avoda b'li shem pnios, without any side reasons. You can't even worship Hashem, do avodas Hashem, for the sake of getting Olam Haba, which is spiritual tanug. Rather, what are you supposed to do? Higher than any of the kokos of Adam, even tanug, which is somewhere above chokma bina and das, is just doing things where that's what Hashem wants. Because you're united with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'yishlomar the zen yirmas mashakas of Rambam shazerak lios avoda gam lo amana shizka kailam abba dinin olam abba hu inyan ha-Torah kemvur b'kav makomos. He quotes a couple places from the writings of the Alter Rebbe where olam abba is connected with Torah. So you shouldn't worship Hashem, nuvenas Hashem, for the sake of olam abba, because that's just the level of Torah. Was a higher level is the level of Maisa. Avoda b'shlimas hilam ala meza. So let's just finish up. So now going back to the pasuk, v'zeh muvan mashakasa v'avidav v'melech aleihem v'roachad yelu kulam v'leikatsu ol l'shem ha'malchos elu. They're not going to be two separate malachos. David HaMelech is going to be in charge of everybody. Kikam l'asadavu yebeiz malachos diyud of Yosef. But he said there's a havim, you know, they're going to be two malachos. Because yes, there's still going to be two areas of Avodas Hashem. Haino beiz ofnei avoda the Torah mitzvos. The other rabba az yatakos ashlimos to limud the Torah. Shari az malach tanasis in the achirim v'efshal yos osik b'Torah. We're not getting rid of Amalchus Yosef, and since that Talmud Torah is not going to exist anymore. Even though Talmud Torah is going to exist, what is going to be the sole focal motivation of our Avodas Hashem? Maisa Gadol. Shekol Avodos Az Gam Limud Torah, also Amalchus Yosef, yet be open to Maisa Ukfia. It's going to be because of Kabbalah's all, because of Kfiyah, because of Hodah, because we're united with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the ultimate level of Avodas Hashem. Again, he's connecting Kabbalah's all, Avdos, which you might think is a lower level of Avodas Hashem, doing things because I'm forced to do that, but ultimately, you could use the same words and reach a higher formulation, a higher level. I'm not me and God, I'm separate from God. God tells me what to do, I'm forced to do it. I'm united with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore whatever his ratzon is, it's going to be my ratzon, but not because of spiritual tanug, just because of that yikud, because of that unification. Let's just finish off Zayin, and Chassi says it a little bit clearer. This ultimate reality is telling on our Avodas Hashem now. Now we have to act in this way. And he quotes the Rambam. Go down to the next bolded parts. We have to do things lashma out of Avas Hashem. He's interpreting that as in terms of this notion of Kabbalah's all, lamala mehatanuk, and that's something which we have to strive for even nowadays. Oschas, here comes ends with a tefillah, and a little bit of elaboration. The yiratzon shekeniya v'mehera v'meino mamish, shekuyam hayiyud, that this ultimate goal is going to be fulfilled. The chimalah aretz deyas Hashem k'mayim liyam hakasim. What's the metaphor? Water over the world. Hainu lo rak shiyasigu das boram, das Hashem is going to be there, k'fi koak adam. V'ofen deyichud nifla, shein yichud kamahu, el yaseir mizu. It's not just they're going to understand what Das Hashem is. She'agiyu l'v'chinas k'mayim liyam mechasim. L'chinas evan eman she'enu mitziyot v'fnei atzma kal. An ocean is one complete entity. It's unified. All the different drops are unified together. Das Hashem, as being expressed or being imagined as an ocean, means that there's going to be this ultimate yichud. L'kiyom ha'yud v'yisal Hashem amlucha b'chol olam kulo. This unification ends up being complete. We're going to be able to experience the Kadosh Baruch Hu fully. Via Giloi Bechinas Akta Sapshuta de Lamala. Asher pshitas lamala kishura im pshitas adam pashat shalamata. Right, so he's equating this notion of Kabbalah's all kfiya, hoda, with this ultimate level of unification with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Begula mitas vashlema meher v'yamino mamish aide meshiach tzedkeinu. So you see, the Rebbe said frequently, ma'isehu ikar v'zman hazeh, that the action is the main thing. And he has his other sequels, other memoriam, where it's a similar theme. Is manazeh ma'aseh is more important than Talmud, and it's really two interrelated reasons that he's expressing over here. And one is because it's the lowest faculties of the human being, and dira b'tachtonim requires the lowest faculties to be able to be used. Similar to Tanya paraklam above paraklam azayin, where Tanya discusses these themes, and also because ma'aseh represents an avodah Hashem b'kfiyah v'hoda'ah. Kabbalah's all, not because of any personal motivation, I want to be close to Hashem, I want the spiritual tanug, but only because of this yichud, this unification, which ultimately gets expressed when the Atzmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begiloy, we realize that the essence of everything, and ourselves included, is really the Atzmus of Hashem. Yishkach.